This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Andrew from Pelham, New Hampshire.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Andrew.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy's gone. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons. It takes place a few years in the future where she's not a baby anymore. Can you name both of Maggie's older siblings on the show?
Bart and Lisa.
Dick Van Dyke celebrated his 100th birthday on Saturday with a party at his home. In his biggest film role, he played the cheerful chimney sweep Bert alongside Julie Andrews in which classic movie?
Is that Fiddler on the Roof?
Question number three. Taylor Swift celebrated her birthday over the weekend. What year was Taylor born? It's also the name of one of her biggest albums.
Oh, God. 1985.
Question number four. Vogue's Best Dressed Celebrities of 2025 include Bad Bunny, Rihanna, Timothée Chalamet, and Pope Leo XIV.
Great hat.
Leo is the first American Pope. Which city is he from?
Chicago.
Question number five. Jacob Elordi had words with a photographer who was following him around a Paris train station. He told the guy, "You make it really hard for me to live." Jacob Elordi is getting significant Oscar buzz for his role in this 2025 movie based on a classic Mary Shelley novel. Name the movie.
Frankenstein.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice work, Andrew.
Yeah, not bad for early on a Monday.
Thank you.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Andrew getting 3 out of 5 right.
Well done.
Yes, indeed. These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan will provide the voice of Maggie Simpson on Sunday's episode of The Simpsons that takes place a few years in the future when she's not a baby anymore. Can you name both of Maggie's older siblings on the show?
Bart and Lisa.
1-1. Question number two. Dick Van Dyke celebrated his 100th birthday on Saturday with a party at his home. In his biggest film role, he played the cheerful chimney sweep Bert alongside Julie Andrews. In which classic movie?
Mary Poppins.
Yes, Mary Poppins. 2-1. Taylor Swift celebrated her birthday over the weekend. What year was Taylor born? That also is the name of one of her biggest albums.
1989.
I have to imagine the celebrations were a bit muted. I don't know if you saw what happened with the Chiefs over the weekend, Kennedy.
It doesn't have nothing to do with her birthday.
No. That's probably affected the party a little bit.
Well, her birthday was Saturday. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3-1. Question number four. Vogue's Best Dressed Celebrities 2025 include Bad Bunny, Rihanna, Timothée Chalamet, Kennedy, and Pope Leo XIV. Leo is the first American Pope from which city?
Chicago.
4-2. Question number five. Jacob Elordi had words with a photographer who was following him around a Paris train station. He told the guy, quote, "You make it really hard for me to live." Jacob Elordi is getting significant Oscar buzz for his role in the 2025 movie based on a classic Mary Shelley novel. Name the movie.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
That movie is wild.
You saw it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it out?
Oh, yeah.
You went to the theater? Or
absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Netflix release the whole time?
That is how we consume media now. Yeah, on our couch on Netflix.
It's good. It's really good.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Andrew, you're not walking away empty-handed, my friend. You've just won yourself 4 movie passes to Avatar, Fire and Ash this December. The world of Avatar will change forever. Avatar, Fire and Ash in theaters everywhere this Friday. Plus, you're in the running for a $600 gift card as well, too, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You are welcome very much. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Andrew from Pelham, New Hampshire, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cheryl from Marlboro.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Cheryl?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $1,000, Cheryl. Think about that.
Awesome. Use it.
Yep. Now, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. She has gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. Morgan Wallen says his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. In the movie, where does Buddy the Elf spend his childhood?
I'm the North Pole.
Taylor Swift has quietly altered the lyrics on 2 of her Reputation songs, sparking rumors that new music could be on the way. What was the symbol of Taylor's Reputation era?
I don't know. A diamond?
Question number 3. Jamie Foxx turned 58 over the weekend. He was featured on which Kanye West song that spent 10 weeks at number 1?
Gold Digger?
Question number 4. Fergie reunited with the rest of the Black Eyed Peas to celebrate some milestone birthdays. Fergie, will.i.am, and Taboo all turned 50 this year. Name this Black Eyed Peas song. Take a listen.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck.
Name the song.
Pump it louder. I don't know.
And question number 5.
That does sound like a Black Eyed Peas song name.
2 years ago today, Wonka was released. Can you name all 3 actors who have portrayed Willy Wonka in a movie?
Okay. I know Johnny Depp, Gene Wilder.
Yep.
And I don't know the third one. Maybe Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Cheryl had to do something this morning that we have all done in our lives. In fact, I did it last week. Got halfway to work only to realize you forgot something and had to go all the way back to the house.
That's the worst.
What did you forget?
I forgot my computer, which is not good because I have an audit, so I need it.
That sucks.
How much time were you already in traffic before you realized?
I was literally almost there. And I'm probably going to get slaughtered by Kennedy, so it's not been a good day for me.
Oh, no.
We're going to have a good time, though.
Positive vibes only around.
Oh, yeah.
Positive vibes.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Cheryl got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough.
Oh, wow, yay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen says his favorite Christmas movie is Elf. In the movie, where does Buddy the Elf spend his childhood?
The North Pole.
Tied at 1. Taylor Swift has quietly altered the lyrics on 2 of her Reputation songs, sparking rumors that new music could be on the way. What was the symbol of Taylor's Reputation era?
Snake.
What lyrics did she change, Dan? I know you're the Swiftie.
She changed a lyric on Delicate and another one. I don't know.
Don't lie. You know.
You'd have to ask my girlfriend.
2-1. Question number 3. Jamie Foxx turned 58 over the weekend. He featured on which Kanye West song that spent 10 weeks at number 1?
Gold Digger.
Holla, we want prenup.
We want prenup.
Yeah. Something that you need to have.
It's a shame he's such a terrible human because I like that song. 3-2, question number 4. Fergie reunited with the rest of the Black Eyed Peas to celebrate some milestone birthdays. Fergie, Will.i.am, and Taboo all turned 50 this year.
Wow.
Name this Black Eyed Peas song.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks.
Name the song, please.
Let's get it started.
4-2, question number 5. 2 years ago today, Wonka was released. Can you name all three actors who have portrayed Willy Wonka in a movie?
Gene Wilder, Johnny Depp, Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet is the most recent. That is.
Oh, yep. I saw his face and said the other name.
Yeah, you're thinking, you said Shia LaBeouf, yep. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. I'll do it again sometime.
Well, at least you have your computer now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, and who doesn't want to be audited?
What a Monday. You're living the dream. You're living the dream.
Indeed I am.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Cheryl?
I'm Cheryl from Marlboro, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back. During the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, from Waltham, it's Molly.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
Also, Stella's in the car, but she's only 18 months old, so.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Stella.
Hey, hi.
Oh. Will you guys get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Jamie Lynn Sigler, who has MS in real life, will play a doctor with MS on Grey's Anatomy. Who plays Dr. Meredith Grey on that show?
Oh, shoot. I can't think of it right now.
Question number 2. A website analyzed 500 Christmas songs to find the perfect holiday workout playlist. All I Want for Christmas Is You came in at number 1 at 150 beats per minute. And this song came in second at 149 beats per minute. The song title is Merry Christmas, but said in Spanish. Name that song.
Feliz Navidad.
Snoop Dogg will be an honorary coach for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. The games start February 6th. Which country are the Olympics being held in?
Japan?
Question number four. 59 years ago today in 1966, Walt Disney died of lung cancer in Burbank, California. Disney is still chugging along, though. They even have a movie currently in theaters that just passed the $1 billion mark. Name the movie.
I don't know. I have no idea. Sorry.
That's all right. Question number five. Justin Bieber returned to the bowling alley where he shot his baby video 15 years ago. Who features on Baby with the Biebs?
Is it Ludacris?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand the whole family is homesick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not feeling so hot over here.
That sucks.
Stella agrees. Yeah. Being sick sucks.
That's the thing. When the whole family's sick, babies don't make you feel better.
True.
Or they'll just bug you. I don't know. They might do that too.
Trying to parent with a stomach bug sounds awful.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Kennedy, Molly got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay, good job, Molly.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
I am.
Jamie Lynn Sigler, who has MS in real life, will play a doctor with MS on Grey's Anatomy. Who plays Dr. Meredith Grey on that show?
Ellen Pompeo.
1-0. A website analyzed 500 Christmas songs to find the perfect holiday workout playlist. All I Want for Christmas Is You came in at number 1 at 150 beats per minute. And this song came in at 149 beats per minute. The song title is Merry Christmas, but said in Spanish. Name the song.
Feliz Navidad.
2-1. Snoop Dogg will be an honorary coach for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. The games start February 6th. Which country are the 2026 Olympics being held in?
This is so bad. Spain?
Italy.
Italy.
Yes, it's in Italy.
Duh.
It's kind of funny how Snoop Dogg has become Snoop Dogg and Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. Saving the Olympics. One team at a time.
The faces of the Olympics.
Let's do it.
2-1. Question number 4. 59 years ago today in 1966, Walt Disney died of lung cancer in Burbank, California. Excuse me. Disney, of course, still chugging along, though. They even had a movie currently in theaters. It just passed $1 billion. Name the movie.
Is it in theaters, you say, or just...
Yes.
Currently.
Yep.
I don't know.
Zootopia 2.
Zootopia 2, right. Golly. These are tough.
2-1. Question number 5. Justin Bieber returned to the bowling alley where he shot his baby video 15 years ago. Who featured on Baby with the Biebs?
Ludacris.
Yes, Ludacris is it.
I appreciated that there was a baby talking while you were talking about baby.
I just kept going, too, because it was cute.
Adorable. Yes, 100%.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets win. Molly, you don't get the money. However, we're giving you a nice little gift. You got yourself 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We love a family 4-pack, Stella.
Yes, Stella. You're going to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
Ooh, exciting.
Yes, their 100-year tour coming to the TD Garden December 26th. If you want to buy tickets, go to harlemglobetrotters.com/New England so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
So cool. Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Molly and Stella from Waltham, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Jonathan from Manchester.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Jonathan?
I will. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
This is a big one, Jonathan. $1,000 on the line. Answer more of these 5 questions correctly than Kennedy, You win the money. Unfortunately, if you tie, that's a dub for Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
Dan, will you confirm Kennedy has left the studio?
I confirm Kennedy has left the studio.
Taylor Swift changed the lyrics on a few of her songs on an album that featured Ready For It, Endgame, and Delicate. Name that album.
I am not the strongest Swiftie.
All right. Need an answer.
But I'm going to just guess 1984.
Question number two. Lainey Wilson will be joining the Manning cast tonight when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Miami Dolphins. Lainey's engaged to former Steelers quarterback Devlin Hodges. Who are the brothers that host the Manning cast?
I'm going to just guess Eli and Peyton. Probably very wrong, but here we go.
Question number three. Haley Steinfeld announced she's pregnant with her first child with husband Josh Allen. What does he do for a living?
Josh Allen or Haley?
Josh Allen.
Oh, he is a player of sports. I believe he plays football.
Question number four. It's official. This comedian and actress is divorcing her husband, Chris Fisher. Who is she?
That sounds like it's, Amy Schumer.
And question number five. This actor says he is done kissing women on screen. He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 2005 for the movie Syriana. Who is the actor?
No, I have not seen that movie, so I am blanking and passing.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Jonathan's a good guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
How's that?
He just dropped his mom's laundry off at the laundromat for her.
Look at you, Jonathan.
I did.
You gotta look out for Mama Dukes.
Always.
I have a feeling when my son gets to that age, he'll be dropping off his laundry at my house. Jonathan got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
No way.
Way. Yeah,
you did great. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Jonathan if he wins. Taylor Swift changed the lyrics on a few of her songs on an album that featured Ready For It, Endgame, and Delicate. Name the album.
Reputation.
1-0. Lainey Wilson will be joining the Manning cast tonight when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Miami Dolphins. Lainey's engaged to former Steelers quarterback Devlin Hodges. Who are the brothers that host the Manning cast?
Peyton and Eli Manning.
2-1. Haley Steinfeld announced she's pregnant with her first child with husband Josh Allen. What does Josh do for a living?
He's a quarterback. For the Giants.
Well, not the Giants, but he does. The Buffalo Bills.
My bad.
He's the guy that beat us yesterday.
I got him squished in my head. They have the same colors.
Yeah, no worries. I just needed that he played football. Question number four. It's official. This comedian and actress is divorcing her husband, Chris Fisher. Who is she?
Amy Schumer.
Didn't she put out a message just like a week ago saying, no, everything's fine?
She put out a message about a week ago saying, mind your business, because she took down some of the older pictures she had up there since her weight loss. But
it felt like she was saying, no, everything's fine.
I don't know.
4-3, question number five. This actor says he is done kissing women on screen.
Okay.
He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 2005 for the movie Syriana. Who is the actor?
Oh, I don't know.
He also won for directing, I believe, Argo, was that?
No,
Ben
that's
Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, sorry. George Clooney, by the way.
Oh.
He said he's done kissing on set.
He's kissed enough women, it's fine.
I get it. There's some people out there that don't do it. I get it.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Woo! Good job.
You too, sir. You did very well.
Look at you, hype man.
Yeah, you did great, Jonathan.
I'd be salty if I just lost $1,000. You're a better man than me.
I mean, it's all right. You can't win them all.
Nope.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Jonathan?
All right. I'm Jonathan from Manchester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I want to win just once, Dan.
I'd like to see what it feels like.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.